Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 29th of December. Starting off with some new faces as the previous batch have all gone through the roof. Angus Energy here, we're breaking the 200-day moving average, an August resistance line, and also recent, the initial December resistance around 0.8 pence, an end-of-day close above the 200-day line, and anywhere near where we are could open up the shares to a top of late May broadening triangle target as high as 1.6 pence as soon as the end of February. This day generally well back below 0.7 pence in the 50-day line, really delaying the upside scenario. Keeping up with the rather more obscure stock theme, here we've got Bonhill, where we've we're going to break that resistance line from earlier this month, and the 20-day moving average at 10 pence on an end-of-day close basis. If we can do that early this week, or at least for the rest of this week, we could hit that May resistance line projection at 22 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of February. This stage really back below the 200-day line, the 50-day line around 8 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. And ideally, there's no end-of-day close back below 9 pence in the interim. Moving on to a company that I interviewed a week or so ago, Canadian Overseas. Here you can see the shares breaking that line of resistance from August, as many shares are at the moment, and the 0.29 pence level, end of day close above that line, should hopefully start the process of a move towards the top of the rising trend channel from August. Currently pointing as high as 0.6 pence, that was obviously the August resistance as well, and that would hopefully be seen as soon as the end of February. Early back below the 50-day line and the floor of the channel at 0.22, really delaying the upside scenario. Dev Clever is next, and illustrating how you can have a stock which takes ages to consolidate at the higher levels, which in this case it did, between 6 and 10 pence, but then once it starts moving and breaks resistance, it accelerates. The view at this stage is that while we're above the 9.5 to 10 pence former resistance, the shares could head as high as the top of a February rising trend channel target is up to 20 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Moving along to a stock which is back after an extended leave in terms of the being one of the bullish contenders. We had that vertical move during September, which was pretty impressive, but it's taken 2-3 months to consolidate that. We retraced, I suppose, half the move over the November-December period. Now we've broken above the 50-day moving average at 0.22 pence, let's say, and also initial December resistance around 0.2, and as well, we've broken that October resistance line as well. So basically, the message is, while we're above the 50-day line, looking towards a top of September price channel target as high as 0.45 pence, hopefully by the end of February. Stock which I ignored over the last week or two, wanting to see that it delivered more in terms of its consolidation, but finally we've broken out through the initial December resistance at 0.09 pence, and while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking for Codal Minerals to head up to the top of the rising September trend channel at 0.2 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of February. At this stage, really back below 0.007, really killing the recovery argument here, especially as we spent several months now at and above the 200-day moving average, so that the shares have been in bull territory for quite a while. A bit of stake building or topping up in Pires, so that's the excuse for looking at the stock today. Seems to have been well received by the market, breaking that October resistance line at around 4.3 pence. While we're above 4.3, looking for Pires to hit the top of the rising trend channel from May up towards the 7 pence level, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. If you're ambitious regarding the stock, and has been useful to come up with the more optimistic targets that work rather well on the likes of Argo Blockchain last week, The resistance line projection from this time last year is currently heading towards 10 pence. So that would be the 3-month target for Pires while we hold above 4.3 pence. Moving along to a stock, another company which I interviewed quite recently, just before Christmas, Red Rock Resources. Nice break of the initial December resistance at 0.9 pence. And while we're above that, on an end-of-day close basis, looking to the top of the rising trend channel from July, currently promising a target as high as 1.5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. This stage really only back below the 50-day line in the floor of the channel at 0.75 pence, really killing the bull argument. But if you notice, we have been above the 200-day moving average without any interruption since July. So this does look like overall a very constructive chart. A stock which is building up its fan base at the moment is Serenus Energy. And here you can see that we broke the initial December resistance. That was at 2.5 pence with a nice solid green candle last week. Another solid green candle today, breaking the high of last week at 3.08 pence. And view here is that an end-of-day close above the 50-day line at 3.11 pence should be easily enough for the shares to hit the 4.5 pence broadening triangle top from November over the next couple of weeks. A bigger picture target, maybe for the end of January or going into February, would be up to the 200-day moving average at 6 pence. And all of this valid while we hold above that 2.5 pence initial December resistance. Always pleasing to see a stock rise when it's one that's been a bear target. In this case, we've got supply at Me Capital with the nice V-shaped bull flag consolidation that we've had over the course of December. Bounced off the 50-day moving average and bounced off that August resistance line, as many stocks have been grappling with an August resistance line over the course of December. The view at this stage is that we can get an end-of-day close above 0.64, which is the initial December resistance. We should be well on the way to hitting the top of a broadening August triangle as high as 1.1 pence, hopefully by the end of January or perhaps going into February. So it looks rather well set up for Supply Me. Many of the green renewable plays have gone through the roof already and hence have not appeared today, but one that looks like it's just getting off the ground for those who are a bit late to the party is Velocys. It looks like we'll get an end of day close above the initial December resistance at 7.8 pence. If we can do that, then the target here initially, hopefully by the end of next month, would be the top of the May trend channel at 13 pence. If you are ambitious about the stock, then 20 pence could be hit, hopefully by the end of February, all the while, as long as we hold above the 7 pence area. So reasonable risk reward on that situation. Finishing off with a bottom fishing situation, a bit of a falling knife with the Westminster Group. Wasn't really going to cover it, but the reason for covering it is that even though it's a falling knife, is that we've had bullish divergence in the RSI window, so lower lows going through December to date up to or just below the 4 pence level, but the RSI rising, which is a positive sign, can be a leading indicator in terms of momentum and also breaking an RSI resistance line from earlier in the month. And so therefore the view at this stage is that while we're above initial December support at 4 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could head higher. The best case scenario target at the moment is back up towards, well, initially the 20-day moving average at 4.4 pence, but that's not much, but up towards the 50-day moving average at 5.5 pence, hopefully by the end of January, but only while we hold above the 4 pence support area. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.